Cape Breton Regional Municipality resident says rats are getting bigger and more brazen than ever. John Sullivan says he's trapped 17 large rats so far this year around his Ashby home, and he expects that number will grow to 30. He says every year is getting worse, and it seems the rodents are fearless. Sullivan witnessed an unsettling experience for someone who was working for the Solid Waste Department.
Well, he came to pick up the garbage there. I crossed the street. I could see the garbage truck, no problem. But anyway, he flipped the top open, and out caught him a rat right off the shoulder blade of his body. It bounced, hit the ground, ran across the street towards my place, and he said, wow, I can't believe it. I can't even pick up garbage.
He says he worries that young people could be at risk because of the rodents' change in behavior.
They're everywhere. They're in everybody's yard. They're in everybody's garbage. Matter of fact, I went for a coffee this morning and seen one crossing the street, so they're pretty brazen. They don't usually come out at daylight. They're a predator that goes for a hunt at nighttime. But no, it's a concerning problem in my area. And my fear is for the children in our neighborhood. We have a lot of small children, and I'm always at my neighbors, keep an eye on them, because if you corner that rat, the rat's coming for the throat. And I don't want to see that happen. But, you know, they're not nice. We're getting huge rats. And they don't care if it's a brother or sister, they mate. It seems that they're multiplying 10 times what I used to see. But now I'm seeing them every day.
Sullivan says he's trapping some rats about the size of a small cat.
I had rats before that probably 6 pounds, 8 pounds. They're a little over a foot long and probably about 5 inches wide, thick, solid. Tails on them, which probably about a half a foot long. I got some big rats there.
Richard McDonald of Cape Breton Pest Control says the first line of defense is sealing any potential entryways and removing food sources.
Well, I would certainly recommend, first of all, to check for entry points outside. Make sure there's no food sources outside or inside if the rodents are already in. So that means any garbage, green bins, this time of year, pumpkins, bird seed outside. Inside, check your pantries, get things into containers if necessary. If you're going to do some trapping by yourself, I recommend just your good quality old-fashioned mouse traps, bait it with a little bit of peanut butter or some other kind of attractant. I don't recommend sticky traps.
McDonald says some people believe if you see mice in your home, it means there are no rats, but he says that is not true.
The two can coexist for a time, so it's not a necessary fact that if you have mice, you don't have rats. Rats will eventually displace mice in a building, so what I mean by that is if you have a mouse problem in a building and rats get in, the rats will basically rid you of your mice, but then you have rats. So they can coexist for a time.
McDonald says rodent sightings are on the rise for all seasons now, compared to a few years ago when it was mainly a problem at the end of summer. Green compost bins and abandoned properties are believed to be contributing factors for a rat population increase. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.